Welcome to the Property Management Mastermind Show with your host, Brad Larson. Brad owns one of the fastest growing property management companies in San Antonio, Texas. This podcast is for property managers by property managers. You'll hear from industry leading professionals on best practices, new ideas, success stories, and lessons learned. This is your opportunity to learn about the latest industry buzz surrounding property management, as well as tips and strategies to improve your business. Now here's your host, Brad Larson.
Hello everyone, this is Brad Larson, host of the Property Management Mastermind Podcast. To see a complete list of the offers and discounts we have worked to provide, visit our website at propertymanagementmastermind.com. In there you will find additional discounts from Tenant Turner, Citizen Home Solutions, PMW Websites, and several others. Also be sure to check out our Seminar and Conferences tab, where we highlight different conferences going around the country, business and property management related. Lastly, be sure to seek out the Facebook group we have started and become a member. In that group, the PM community at large, to include vendors, are welcome to join.
Hey everyone, this is Allison DeSaro with Seacoast Commerce Bank. You may have heard about us, or you may have even heard my podcast episode with Brad Larson, where we discuss the benefits of banking with property management bank like Seacoast Commerce Bank. We specialize in providing the ideal banking partnership for not only your business, but specifically your trust accounts. In addition, we offer a significant analysis program, which allows us to not only offset your bank fees, but then also offset property management related invoices. You can visit us at our website, or you can call me directly at 619-988-6708.
This is Brad Larson, and I endorse this message.
Hey everyone, in today's episode, I have a trio, David Borden, Dev Newell, and Mark Cunningham on, and we're going to be talking about Pulling Back the Curtain conference going on in January 2019. So referencing the website, you can check this out. Go to propertymanagementsystem.org/curtain, propertymanagementsystem.org/curtain to find out more, and go ahead and listen to this podcast, because we talk a lot about what we're going to be doing at that conference in detail. I think you're going to get a good listen out of it and pick up a few things. Let's have at it. And welcome everybody to another edition of the Property Management Mastermind Show. I'm your host, Brad Larson. And today's guests, I have some very distinguished friends of mine that we're going to talk about the Pulling Back the Curtain conference coming up in January 2019. So I have David Borden, Mark Cunningham, and the infamous Deb Newell here with us today. And we'll be talking all about what we're going to be putting on at the Pulling Back the Curtain. Now, this is an addition to what we did last year over in the Denver area. And in this episode, we're going to have an opportunity to hear from each one of us. And then we're going to make some comments and ask some questions and give you some insight on what's it going to be like in Atlanta in January at Pulling Back the Curtain. So let's go in alphabetical order. So unfortunately, that's David Borden, one of the
So, I thought you were going by best looking there for a minute. All right. So just to further elaborate on the show, it kind of started out, Mark and I had a little lunch meeting, and we wanted to expose the industry to just the best information from the people that are actually doing it. So everyone on this call, with the exception of me, is actually running a really good property management company right now. We wanted to show you exactly what those people are doing. So we wanted to have it in a very convenient location. So our first event was in Denver because it's close to home for Mark and I. This event will service the eastern half of the country in Atlanta. And those two locations are chosen because it's super easy to get a flight in and out of. And the hotel is right next to the airport in both locations. So we want to make it easy for everyone to get there. But ultimately, we want to give it incredible information. We don't want to bring in a bunch of speakers that are, motivational speakers that are going to be cheerleaders that don't actually know a whole lot about property management.
Nobody's going to be walking on coals, and nobody's going to be slapping.
We're going to be holding hands and dropping you back and hoping everyone catches you. We're going to show you how to run a successful property management company. So the addition of, and it's January 23rd and 24th. Day one is the 23rd. Day two is the 24th. All the information Mark will give you on the link. It's on his property management system website. My particular class on day two. So on day one, I'm going to talk about what people are doing that is successfully making their companies appear in search, which in our opinion is how you get a lot of business in this industry. Day one, I'm going to introduce that. I'm going to really take a deep dive into Google My Business, because for the first time ever, Google My Business, again, it's a product created by Google that is that they put a huge emphasis on. It's becoming almost as important as linking. So I'm going to give 2 hours on that the first day, and we're going to show you how to better use that. Day two is going to be a very deep dive. There's only 20 people that are going to be in my class. Each one of those 20 people, before you even sit down in the chair, my staff is going to put together about a 100-page book binder on where your company is and where it needs to go to become a super site. Now, a super site is one that appears number one both organically and in Google Maps. We have about 30 customers that are in that category, and they have a lot of things in common that we're going to show you that exactly what those sites are doing to become super sites. Now, you don't have to be a super site to be successful, but I always believe you set your goal at the very top, and if you get there, it's fantastic. If you fall a little bit short, you're still going to have a very successful web presence. You're going to add a lot of business organically and through your Google My Business presence. So just real quick, 7 things I'm going to touch on. We're going to touch on building your link profile, which is huge. Still massive, massive piece of Google's algorithm, both Maps and organically. We're going to talk about website structure, how these super sites are structuring their website to be successful. We're going to do a very deep dive into Google My Business. Again, there's going to be 10 people in each class. We're going to have time, both Kristen and I. Kristen's going to be there with me. She is my right-hand person at PMW on SEO. And we're going to be there to go individually through your Google My Business and its deficiencies. Because one of the key things that those people have in common is their Google My Business is excellent. We're going to get through increasing and maximizing your website content. Everyone has similar sections on their website. Some people do it better than others. We're going to show you the best ways to do it. How to maximize your social media for SEO and conversion. How to take advantage of your properties for rent section, including videos and Google My Business. And finally, how to most effectively employ PPC. That's 2 hours, 10 people. You're going to learn more. You're going to learn more about SEO in that class than 99% of property managers do. It's the equivalent of going to like a sommelier class. You're not going to be a sommelier, but you're going to be so much smarter on wine by the time you leave this class that you're actually going to be dangerous.
Are you trying to say we're going to be drunk on information, Dave?
And we will provide cheap wine for those that are interested. So
I'm going to have to ask a question. What is a sommelier?
Brad would ask that. Yeah. Consider the source on that question is someone who's an expert in wine. So they do not usually do Busch Light tastings, Brad, which you're probably more familiar with.
So if it's like in the middle there, not going to go for it. But that's really neat. I'm very excited. Well, here's a neat drill we can do. We can go around the horn and do kind of a one takeaway of what we thought we learned from last year's presentation. So I'll go first. I picked up a couple of things listening to that presentation. Number one, I'm just going to go one. The biggest one is making sure all of our addresses read across the same spectrum on every single format. So instead of 21222 Gathering Oak, we had to make sure it read the same way everywhere. And it didn't say TX, it said, TEXAS. You know what I'm saying? It just, everything had to look the same. So Google picks it up the same. And so we did a revamp of kind of everything that we touched on in all the different sites and made sure all the addresses read the exact same. And they were in a lot of our videos. So that's one of the things that I picked up last year. And I'm not giving away the secret sauce. There's 100 tidbits. I think we had 3 or 4 pages of notes when I was sitting next to Deb listening. So there's some good stuff there. And I really am excited to hear the other version because you think you hear it once, but you don't. You need to hear things 2, 3, 4 times before you catch it all. So who's next?
One of the things that I think Dave did a great job on was talking to individuals who are his customers and also those individuals that are not. So it wasn't a sales pitch. And so a lot of people came up to me afterwards and said, wow, I don't work with property management website company. But he gave me so much information that I can go back and do these things myself. And I think that's the real benefit. So if you're a customer like I am, I still picked up several pages of ideas to go back and things to tweak and edit as related to Google, as related to the website, which we really have seen make a difference in a very short amount of time. But whether you're a customer or not is irrelevant. You can still implement these things from that standpoint. So that's the benefit I think that Dave's going
to
bring.
And I think that's another goal to interrupt is this is not a sales pitch. This is actual information that people are using to better their business. We're going to show you exactly what we do. There may be some benefit in getting Brad's book on closing the deal or working with Deb on consulting or one of Mark's systems or being a customer of ours, there's absolutely some benefit there. But we're going to show you how to do it whether you hire us or not. That's that's irrelevant. We're going to show you exactly. We're not going to show you a third of it so that we tease you and then you have to hire us. We'll show you all of it. And if you decide you want to buy something, that's fantastic. But it will not be a sales pitch at all. It'll be all of the great information, 100%.
Deb, you're up. Let's hear what you had to say about Dave's presentation from last year.
So one of the things I learned on that when he was in Denver was I didn't know anything about Google Citations or what those were. So I thought that was pretty fascinating to understand how that whole piece works into your website and how it's important where you were telling us that each, I know with you guys that each, it's its own page. You might have to correct me on this, but everything's its own page. You know, instead of saying it's a drop down and you go here, but when you drop down and you pick something, a tab, it takes it to its own page and that helps Google with its algorithm. And analytics find you and rank you better. Is that correct?
That's part of the site structure. What Brad was talking about was the NAP or name, address, phone number citation, which has to be consistent across the board. We're going to cover that a little bit on day one and very in depth on day two.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go around the horn a little bit further. So, Miss Deb, I want you to talk about what your presentation's on, and we'll go around the horn again and kind of talk about tidbits we picked up from that.
So apparently it's not alphabetical anymore. So
I knew it was by looks. I knew it.
Oh, gosh. Who's going to be last, right?
Brad.
So I'm basically going to talk about the health of your company. So what I like to do is I love to come in and help people be more successful in what they do for their company. A lot of times what I find is it's going to be a myriad of things. It could be the foundation of their company, the structure of the company, their processes, the people, the technology. I go in and I forensically diagnose what's going on with their company and help them not just offer solutions and fix it, but I do help with the implementation. I see things through to the end. So I don't just give them what needs to happen. I tell them and help them work through that as well. So if I go in there and there's a gap in communication, I watch and I'll sit through somebody's office. If I'm going on site and I'll see how they're doing business, I'll watch how they're doing their processes, everything from, I call it the life cycle of property management. That's kind of my tag on that is that everything from when you onboard a client, when you onboard a property, you have marketing, you have leasing, you have property management, you have maintenance, you have accounting, you have all these steps and sequences that happen in each of those departments or each in those areas. And then I help go in and I determine how they're doing those processes, how their setup is, how their staff and their roles are doing it, but how that all plays into the health of their company and how that you know, we're benchmarking them against their competitors and also how that can make them better. So the valuation of their company also can be increased.
Very good. Appreciate it. Excellent. So I'm going to go around the horn and critique you. Ha ha ha. So I'm going to make Mark Cunningham start on that one. Go, Mark.
Oh, figures.
So our company, and I've learned a lot from Deb around that idea of how do you know and measure the health of your company, right? I mean, as it relates to all these miscellaneous aspects of our company, as it relates to having employees, as it relates to the financial side of things, as it relates to having processes in place, you know, how do you measure those things? How do you know how you're doing? And I think that's what I really enjoyed what Deb brought to the table that way to say, hey, here's some concrete ways that you can really analyze your company, take a step back from the day-to-day, because we all get sucked so far into the day-to-day junk of the company. How do we take a step back and look at our company as an outsider, really, and say, okay, what areas of my company should I red flag to say, you know what, I need to focus a little bit more on my training of employees, or I need to focus a little bit more on my profit margins. What are those areas? Because most of us don't know. So if we don't take a step back, like Deb is going to present to us, then sometimes we don't know. So it gave me a lot more comfort to look at our company through some of these things from an outsider's perspective and say, okay, that we're doing okay in that area. Oh, and gosh, we better pay a little bit more attention over here in this area of employee engagement, because there are just so many aspects. The skill sets of being good at property management has nothing to do with the skill set of being good at running a property management company. I think that's what Deb can bring in is, hey, let's look at business owner standpoint, how we're going to run this company. So that's been tremendously beneficial for us.
Agreed. So I'll get to start next. That way, just in case Dave says the same thing I do, I get to go first. So I picked up quite a few things in working with Deb as far as dealing with employees. And that was from listening to her presentation, applying some of those ideas that she had, and applying it here back in my business. Because as you start to scale up in the business that you have, or in the business that you want to have, you're going to discover that employees and working with employees is one of your biggest challenges, your biggest, biggest challenges. What is your number one expense in running a property management company? By far, it's going to be staffing. And how you deal with that is a good process of what Deb can show you. And I picked up quite a few things from that presentation. So well done, Deb, on that. Dave, you're up.
Well, anyone who knows Deb knows that she's very particular and she's very attention to detail. And those are kind of things that I think, you know, and I'm not a property manager, and I have been before, and I come from a property management family. Those are things that this industry, I don't think, pays enough attention to. You're too busy worried about properties and this and that and owners and tenants, but the actual business side of it, it's, you know, as a military background, attention to detail and being very particular on all of your processes is what can a lot of times differentiate between a good and bad business. But not only that, the better you do those things, the more properties you can manage with the same amount of staff and technology and expense and time. And that's ultimately what it's all about, is being able to be as profitable as possible with as little resources as possible. And Deb's stuff is a fantastic example for that.
Perfect. Awesome. So my turn. Haha, I'm going to make Mark go last. So my
presentation. Best for last, Mark.
Exactly. Best for last. So my presentation is going to be on business development, and it's going to encompass the entire side of that, to include sales, your sales tactic, sales training, lead capture and nurture, appointments, hiring, business development staff, and even some of the down and dirty things of like what to do on an appointment. Now, the trump card of what I'm bringing to the table this year is I'm bringing my business development manager, Ryan Hughes, with me to the conference. And he has added this year, because here it's roughly for December, he's added 408 homes this year to our particular role. So that's a good amount. And that's picked up every year as we've gotten to roll this thing forward. We're bringing all that knowledge to you. How we did it, what we do, how we incorporate the certain things we use, websites and products and different means. And we're showing it all to you. And I think you're going to get a lot out of it, especially even on day two, because you're getting a two-headed monster there. Both Brian and I are heading up day two to give you the most on the business development, on how to actually close business. All right, here's another way to look at that. Dave's going to show you how to bring in the leads. I'm going to show you how to capture them and go kill the business, right? You're going to go out and get it. And then Mark's going to talk about how you can maximize that. Deb's going to show you how you can operationally make everything smooth. Having said all that, now you can sing my praises. Go ahead, sing them all.
All right, I'll go first. I'll sing your praises first, Brad.
Oh, wow.
So when Dave and I decided to kind of create this event for Denver, and we talked about the different aspects that we want to engage in and what we want people to know about. And one of those things is growth. How do you grow your company? And the first name that we both spoke as far as the best person to come talk to other PMs on how to grow was Brad Larson. Because I don't know of anybody that's had the numbers of growth that you have.
That's gonna accidentally get edited in six times in a row. It'll be heard over and over.
It's painful to give Brad this much praise, but it's true, because Brad really has, right? He knows how to close the deal. And so that's why we wanted Brad to come out. And not only knows how to close it, but as you just said, Brad, you're not going to pull any punches, right? If you've never heard Brad speak, he doesn't sugarcoat things. He's going to tell exactly what he does and how he does it. And that's what you did. You were very, so, so clear in a lot of even the stuff that some people think, well, that's simple, but what should you wear when you go to an appointment? Yeah. How should you arrive? These things that we take for granted that is so good to hear, but then go into the nuanced aspects of it as well. Because sales, when done well, it's not cheesy. It's a beautiful thing, right? People, I don't like to be sold, but I like to have a good salesman. I mean, that's just, there's something about that. And that's what you brought to this process, Brad, of explaining, hey, here is how you can really express the value you can bring and to really improve the person that needs help in the property management space. So that is something that I have no doubt in. People are going to come away super impressed with their ability to close some more deals down. And I'm going to stop talking now.
Tear. I'm going to tear up and cry. Thanks.
Ditto.
Mark said it all. Let's get this thing rolling. Mark?
No,
wait a minute. I got one thing.
Okay, go.
I hate to sing We all hate to sing Brad's praises, but we will. Listen.
That sounds awful.
The main takeaway I got from Brad's presentation, other than the fact that it was excellent and he showed you, I mean, he's got a...
He was really transparent.
He's got a sales book that he goes in with. He's got a script, you know, not a script, but a guideline that he goes in with. He knows what to do and what not to do. And the thing I came away with was, wow, I would really hate to go against his company if I was trying to land business, because if you do exactly what he said... I can't imagine not getting that deal, because the person coming in before and after you is probably a knucklehead that doesn't show up with anything. And, you know, it's just not a lot of competition. If you do the stuff Brad does, I can't imagine not getting that business.
83% close rate this year. 83% close rate.
And that's good to know that. And I have one word. It's just, I think you were very prepared. You have a lot of preparation in your presentation on when you're getting new clients. So you were very transparent and shared everything. And I thought that was really great.
Cool. Thank you. Appreciate that. That means a lot. So moving on, so we can get past the embarrassing, you know, hugs and kisses.
Brad's blushing.
I know. He is.
I hate that crap. You know me. I'm not a touchy-feely guy. I will not sugarcoat it. I'll give it to you. Little things like what to do on an appointment, I go over. And you know, I don't want to give away all the secret sauce now, but, you know, even like where to park your car, like what to drive, what to wear, as you mentioned, those things we mentioned. And sure, it's so common sense that nobody talks about it, but we go into it. So moving past that.
And Brad, let me say one good thing about that. Like, you are going to give the secret sauce away there, right? You're not doing it now, but you did that. I mean, you laid it all out there. There was nothing that you left hidden from that standpoint. So
I don't think
a lot of
people
commented afterwards about that idea of, man, I hope his competition isn't here, because he's telling him exactly what he does.
Well, it kind of goes back to what Dave said. It's that whole military background, because Brad has it as well. It's the details on what he brings, on what you should wear, what you should drive, how you should present yourself, how you should be prepared and all that.
Excellent. Mark, your turn, because your part of the presentation cemented it all and left everybody just wanting to look for more, because you know, you talk about the ancillary business services, you got different ideas on how to generate revenue. And that's, I mean, that gets me excited as an audience member. You start the wheels turning, and it might be on one other thing, but it's still related to yours. So let's hear about what you got to say.
Yeah. So at our Denver event, I talked about ancillary business services, right? Income. How do you make more money in a good way? Not just fee stuff, but how do we provide more services? So in this session in Atlanta, I'm going to be talking about what has really been the backbone of success for our organization, which is systems. Systems, the idea of how do you automate your business as much as possible so that you can step away from the day-to-day and the business can either run without you to some extent or run on autopilot as much as possible. Because I think businesses that are successful and don't know why are successful for one or two reasons. Either they have good processes and systems in place, or they just are fortunate or lucky enough to have a team member who knows what's going on, and they run them well. We had a gal that left our office. She moved across the country about 6 months ago. She was our director of leasing, and she was a rock star. She was amazing. And she emailed me actually just yesterday, because she's working for this new PM company. So she emailed me to check in. And we're a big systems company. And so this is what she said. She said, hey, I'm currently a property manager for 150-unit community. And then she gave the name of the company. It's a national company. So if I said the name, we'd all know it, right? So she went across the country, starts working for this real large PM company. She said, I actually went in to interview for an assistant PM position, but they asked me to be a PM instead. It's been a rough and interesting experience thus far. And then here's the kicker. She said, I did not receive any formal training whatsoever, and I would have killed for a system manual. So I pretty much taught myself how to run the property on my own. Not surprised it hasn't caught fire, but I guess I'm doing okay. But this is the danger, right? If you bring a team member in, you need to have a way of training them, of teaching them what to do. If you have no team members, you still have an obligation to the company. You have an obligation to your owners, to your tenants, to get your processes out of your head and get them down on paper to create that process. It does so much improvements for your team members, for yourself, to get yourself out of the day-to-day. So what I'm going to talk about is how we've done that in our business. I'm going to lay out the ABCs of here's how to create one from scratch. Here's how to run one. Here's how to hold your team members accountable through system manuals, through measures of success, through KRAs. You know, it's not complicated when you look at it through the right lens. So I'm going to look at it through that lens of how we've done it in our organization. And we've used it to grow to the company we are today. And then in day two, so for each of us on day two is an optional day for folks. They don't have to come to day two. It's optional. But if they come to day two, they're going to pick two of the four sessions that were being offered. And so for my session, I'm going to go deeper on systems. Everyone's going to get a property manager system manual from me. And we're going to walk through the very, very specific steps of, okay, how do you tweak it? How do you implement it? How do you meet with your team members on it and actually walk away with a printed copy and with an editable copy of our actual property manager system manual? So that's the day two for me.
Pretty impressive. I like that going on. Mm-hmm. So Mark, here's one of the things I picked up from your presentation last year is the amount of systems that it equals to get to the end result of a CRMC. Okay. And I've talked about this before. You know, we're sitting on the CRMC application. We plan on getting that in first or second quarter of next year. But to get to that point, right, that's the checklist. You have to have the manuals behind it. And so we were able to work with your products and systems to create those. And I think that's a really good thing because that's the playbook for success on the operational side. And I thought that was a real good takeaway from me. So Deb, you're up.
If you haven't heard Mark speak, you need to, because he brings in not just a lot of humor into what he's talking about, but he brings a lot of experience as well. The systems are a huge part of the foundation of any company. I'm simply amazed by when I go into companies, they still don't have these things set up. They don't have manuals for each area. They don't have even, you know, policies and procedures or anything like that set up. So understanding why that's important and how that plays into the operations of the business is really important. And Mark does a really good job and he's put together a really sleek system on getting that set up for everyone.
Go ahead, Dave.
Well, besides being easily the second best looking and second funniest guy there, he was, his ancillary system stuff, you took one thing out of there, you paid for everything, your travel, everything, your whatever. We talked about doing the systems. Look, I know Mark personally. We're pretty good friends. The guy, no offense, Mark, but he can do whatever he wants. He's not required at his company. The only reason he can do that is because of the systems that he has in place. And I know Mark has a pretty nice lifestyle, despite being a property manager, which is generally considered to be a pretty tough job. And if you can get anywhere near what he's doing, then you're going to save yourself a tremendous amount of time, money, and enjoy a little more freedom in your life, because whatever he's doing is working pretty well for him. So,
I think we should have a little competition at this conference. We should have a competition on who can come up with the best and funniest joke.
Can we add up 15 or 16 bad ones to one of those equal a good one, or does it have to be one funny joke?
The funniest joke of the conference. So we'll
have
a lot of good one at one point midway through the presentation and drop a bomb on everybody and say, here's my funny joke. And then we'll tell everybody.
We'll have our attendees vote on it.
Have our attendees vote on it. So at the end of the conference, we'll vote. I'll take my prize.
Down. Sounds like a good one.
Sounds good. And on that format, this is an all-day intensive event, right? So we're starting off first thing in the morning. We're going till the afternoon. And a lot of the people that came out of there, you know, said, boy, I feel in a good way exhausted, right? Because this is intense. So this is not going to be, don't worry, if folks are coming, they're not going to have to hear a lot of Dave's jokes. I mean, they may have to hear two or three, but it's going to be much more intensive teaching, right? So people are going to come out of there with that. And when we had the first event in Denver, we had an open Q&A session after the event. And at that point in time, we didn't know if we were going to have another one of these. We just didn't know. And I remember the first person to ask a question, they said, when's the next one? Right? So that's the takeaway from this. I think we really are going to pull back the curtain, all four of us, on exactly how we do what we do. And we all know that success can be cheated if you just find someone else doing it well and copy them. And that's what we're going to give people the opportunity to do. Look at how we're doing things, find the things you like that we're doing and copy it.
Exactly. One of the intentions from this, sorry to interrupt you, Deb, but is we're going to be around for networking. So, you know, we get in Tuesday evening, Tuesday afternoon, we're there that evening at the hotel hanging out. And then we have all day conference Wednesday. We're there Wednesday evening, potentially hanging out. I know Dave will ghost out about 8 o'clock and go to bed.
He needs his beauty sleep.
He does. He needs a lot of it. So yeah, it's an opportunity to network with a lot of us around the conference. So it's not just, okay, you know, certain conferences you get done for the day and you just like people are gone. This is more of like a, you know, intense 2-day thing, and we're going to be there hanging around the whole time.
And I encourage people to check out day two, you know, because day two is just going a lot deeper with us on a small group basis. On the first event, we didn't have a day two, but we had so many people say, hey, can I just get an hour of your time? Kind of thing. So this is an opportunity to get an hour, to get 2 hours of our time in a very small group setting in a informal coaching session. So I think day two is going to be very, very effective for those folks that want to take it to the next level.
Yeah, and I want to elaborate a little bit on day two, just in case for those that are wondering, there's a little confusion. So we're limiting the conference to 125 attendees on day one. There will only be 40 attendees on day two. So, and what you do on day two, each one of us is going to do a 2-hour session, and you get to pick two of the four for your day two. So if you're looking to get more leads, take my class. If you want to know how to close more business, take Brad's class. If you need better systems, take Mark's class. If you want to really hone in your business systems, talk to, you know, get in Deb's class, whatever the needs of your business are, we have a pretty good explanation of what those day two classes are. So it's going to be 4 hours on day two. You're going to have two 2-hour sessions individually with the two people that you choose to be with. And just to let you know, it goes till around noon or 12:30. Myself and Kristen, we'll be there all day. So, and we have the rooms all day. So like Brad said, when the conference is over on day two, I'll stay there till 4, 5, 6 o'clock. If you want to have some one-on-one attention about your site and your plan, and Kristen will be there as well. That's all included. We'll be there until the last person leaves. So, we're not just there to pop in and pop out. We're going to be there from start to finish, all four of us, pull us aside, you know, have cocktail, have breakfast, whatever it is. And we'll be happy to share any information that you think we might have that'll benefit your business.
Well, gang, this has been a great episode. Just going to get the word out for what we're doing on the Pulling Back the Curtain conference here in January. Any parting comments for the group?
If folks show up and you don't like it, Dave Borden will refund your cost, take you out to lunch.
You know, it's funny. I was going to say the same thing. If you don't get your money's worth at this conference, I'll pull out my checkbook, which I stole from Mark's office when I was in there.
Got you a check. But I think that's for your fee. But as far as a final word from me, I think that's why we're trying to kind of keep it smaller, right? We're limiting the number of folks because we want to keep this. This is not a big showy event. This is a come in, be intense for a day, and walk away with ideas that are going to sincerely revolutionize the way you're doing business from the life cycle of the business. How to improve your online marketing to get the phone to ring. Once the phone rings, how do you close that deal? How do you systematize your business to handle the growth that those new accounts will bring? And then how do you do an overall health check on your business for long-term sustainability? This is the life cycle of a property management company.
Excellent. I appreciate it. Okay. So parting now, let's wrap this up, and we will see everybody in Atlanta in January. Again, Dave, Mark, Deb, thanks for coming on. Been a great episode.
It's been great.
Appreciate you all taking the time. I know, Deb, you're at a conference and you escaped to a hallway or something.
I know, and I'm sorry. It's been very loud. It's the quietest hallway I found, and it's not that quiet.
I appreciate you coming on, and we look forward to seeing everybody in Atlanta. We'll talk to you soon. Take care, everybody.
All right, bye.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
This episode of the Property Management Mastermind Show is sponsored by Mark Cunningham of Grace Property Management. Now, Mark has created some amazing products for property management companies. We have implemented his systems and his business income streams into our business here, and I can personally recommend them. If you are in the property management business, I encourage you to visit their website, as you'll definitely find a product that will improve your business. I know Mark personally, and just a small investment to pick up one of his golden nuggets could earn you a return many times over. To learn more, go to propertymanagementsystem.org, again, propertymanagementsystem.org, and to get a 10% discount on all of Mark's products, use the promo code BRAD, B-R-A-D.
This has been a podcast episode by propertymanagementproductions.com. Be sure to subscribe to our podcast, leave us feedback, and come back for our next episode.